Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Friday, May 10th. On today's show, Trump's Political Action Committee wins over young voters on TikTok, and German media exposes Xi Jinping's comments on Europe's geopolitical position. Plus, reports of politicians being attacked in Germany continue. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. In a move to appeal to young voters, a super political action committee, PAC, supporting former President Trump, is launching an account on TikTok. This is the first Trump campaign-related entity to join the video-sharing social media platform. Here to discuss this further is Bella, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this development?
Certainly, David. The PAC, known as Make America Great Again, Inc., or MAGA, Inc., has launched @MAGA on TikTok. Officials associated with the PAC have stated that TikTok will serve as another social media channel for distributing Trump's campaign messages, providing rapid responses, and supporting Trump's 2024 campaign efforts.
And how does this move fit into the larger context of TikTok's role in the election?
TikTok has become a focal point in the election as its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, faces a final deadline to sell its stake in the company or face a ban from U.S. app stores. TikTok is suing the federal government over this measure, which is supported by both congressional Republicans and the White House. With over 170 million Americans having accounts on the platform, TikTok's large audience of Gen Z and millennial voters makes it a significant player in an election year.
What has been the response from MAGA Inc. to this situation?
Taylor Budowich, CEO of MAGA Inc., has stated that there are millions of voters on TikTok, and we're not here to make policy. We're here to win elections. He has criticized big tech companies, including Google and Facebook, for allegedly interfering in elections, but insists that they will not cede any platform to Joe Biden and the Democrats.
Has there been any reaction from the Biden campaign or other social media companies?
Biden's decision to sign the divest or ban legislation has drawn criticism from young voters and influencers on the app, including some who push content supporting his re-election campaign. Despite national security concerns that prohibit the app on government devices, the Biden campaign has a TikTok account. As for other social media companies, Trump has previously criticized Meta Platforms, which owns Facebook and Instagram.
What about coordination between Trump's campaign and his super PAC?
Laws prohibit coordination between Trump's campaign and his super PAC. It remains unclear whether Trump's campaign will establish its own account on TikTok, although there are reports that aides are discussing the move.
Thanks for the update from China, Bella. Shifting our focus to U.S. politics, the House of Representatives has shown overwhelming support for Republican Speaker Johnson to remain in office. Meanwhile, former President Trump's youngest son is confirmed to be entering politics. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these developments?
Certainly, David. On May 8th, the Florida Republican Party selected 41 delegates to attend the Republican National Convention in July. Among these delegates are Trump's sons, Donald Jr., Eric, and his youngest, 18-year-old Barron Trump. This marks Barron's debut in politics. Eric will serve as the delegation leader. Barron, who is set to graduate from high school on May 17th, has rarely appeared in public view before.
And what does this mean for the upcoming Republican National Convention?
As of the 9th, Trump has won 2,037 delegates in the party primaries, far exceeding the 1,215 needed to win. In July, Barron will join delegates from various states to formally announce former President Trump as the Republican candidate for this year's presidential election at the convention.
Switching gears, what can you tell us about the motion to oust Speaker Johnson?
The motion, initiated by hardline Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, was shelved by a vote of 359-43. Not only Republican lawmakers, but also most Democrats, led by Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, chose to support Johnson. Johnson later referred to the attempt to oust him as a misguided effort and expressed hope for less political actions and reckless slander for self-interest in Congress.
What does Speaker Johnson have to say about the future of the Republican Party?
Johnson emphasized the need for people to understand what makes America strong and successful. He stated that we have to fight for these things every day. He also mentioned that Republicans need to increase their House seats to help the presidential candidate win.
Thanks for the report, James. Shifting gears to another significant development, Chinese President Xi Jinping's recent visit to three European countries has sparked commentary suggesting that Europe is geopolitically in the second tier. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this perspective?
Certainly, David. A commentary article published in the German Handelsblatt by Jana Pugliarin, a senior researcher at the European Council on Foreign Relations, suggests that Xi Jinping's visit to France, Serbia, and Hungary reveals Europe's secondary geopolitical status.
What does the article say about Germany's China policy?
The article criticizes the German government's China strategy, which has been in place since the summer of 2023. It argues that successful dealings with China require the strength of the whole of Europe, and that the German Chancellor should not have to meet with French President Macron and European Commission President von der Leyen to discuss Chinese President Xi Jinping.
And what about China's strategy in Europe?
The article suggests that part of China's strategy is to divide Europe and set countries against each other. It points out that it's no coincidence that Xi Jinping visited France, Serbia, and Hungary during his trip to Europe. Hungary often blocks the EU from making joint resolutions on China issues and acts as a Trojan horse.
Thanks for the update, Celeste. Shifting our focus to Germany now, the head of Berlin's former mayor, Franziska Giffey, was allegedly attacked by a 74-year-old man in a recent incident. This is the latest in a series of attacks on German political figures. Here to discuss this further is Michael, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this incident?
Certainly, David. The incident occurred yesterday afternoon in a library. The suspect reportedly used a bag containing a hard object to attack Giffey's head and neck from behind, causing minor injuries that required medical treatment. Giffey, a member of the Social Democratic Party, currently serves as the head of economic affairs in the Berlin city government.
What do we know about the suspect?
The suspect is a 74-year-old man who was already known to investigators before the incident. He had previously been involved in hate crimes and other behaviors. The police are currently investigating the motive for the attack.
What does this mean for the political climate in Germany?
This incident is part of a worrying trend of attacks on German political figures. It underscores the need for increased security measures and vigilance to ensure the safety of public officials. The incident is likely to spark further debate about the safety of politicians and the rising tensions in the country's political climate.
Thanks for that report, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.